leaders.
Hot Off the Wires brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago.
Yep.
All right, I got to tell you about another celebrity breakup. But first, Kim Kardashian was tackled by red carpet prankster Vitali. Now, this happened at Balmain's Paris Fashion Week show yesterday. So here's what happened, Russ. Hundreds of photographers, they're waiting to get a shot of Kim, Kanye, and Kris Jenner. So as Kim gets out of the car, she's tackled, and you can hear her mom yells, "Stop it!" And then somebody yells, "Oh my God!"
They tackled her. I mean,
this
literally.
He did the same thing to America Ferrera. This is the same guy that punched Brad Pitt on the red carpet.
Was he trying to hurt her?
He's just trying to tackle her.
Where was security? I mean,
security was there, and security did intervene.
Oh, I'd be glad that
Kanye was there.
Kanye was there, but he was on the other side.
Oh, because Kanye would have.
Kanye will kill that man over Kim Kardashian. Is he crazy?
Hitting it, stomped out.
Well, security did intervene, but then he was like, you know, I don't want to hurt her. I just, you know, Kanye is a lucky guy. I'm sure he will get in trouble for this. He got in trouble for punching Brad Pitt, had to, like, do community service. I think he wears crazy costumes to get on the carpet.
Right.
And then he gets there and he sheds it.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. He hasn't ran into the right one yet.
He didn't run into the...
He won't be doing
like Rick Ross like right. that.
Nope. Hey, is that he's not the same one that kissed Will Smith, is it?
I think it is the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
The same guy, yeah. So Kim, Ye, they're getting armored cars plus two additional teams of bodyguards. Here's a crazy thing. You know, remember Halle Berry wanted to move to Paris because she said that the paparazzi was a lot nicer there. Well, they say that the paps are going crazy over Kim Ye during Paris Fashion Week. So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Kanye held a listening party in Paris for his upcoming album, 3 times in a dark room of 20 people. That's the name of the album.
Wait, really? That's so cool.
That's the name of it. And this is going to be his 7th studio album, probably going to be released in the fall. At least that's what he told GQ magazine. Mm. Amber Rose is going to get over $1 million in her breakup with Wiz
Khalifa.
Well, that's what the prenup says. She doesn't really get a lot for the prenup, but she does want spousal support. However, the prenup says nothing about spousal support, so we'll see what happens with that.
What is he sitting on?
I think he's paid because he tours. He tours 24/7. I think he's paid. Amber, by the way, does not appreciate rumors about her alleged cheating. She tweeted yesterday that she would never cheat on her husband, but that, unfortunately, she could not say the same about him.
You see this thing about Soulja Boy?
Yes. How about this? So Diamond, his ex-girl, Diamond, has been claiming forever that he is the father of her 7-year-old son. And she actually had a 2007 picture of herself and Soulja in a bedroom the year the boy was conceived. Well, Soulja Boy finally agreed to take a paternity test. Soulja Boy, you are not the father.
Ooh.
How does that make her look?
Wow. You think it's a little scrappy?
Did she run
could
out?
Impossibly.
It could be scrappy.
It could be Scrappy's baby.
Wow.
But here's the thing. You might be able to play that when the baby's like 1 because you really don't know how a baby's going to look. Mm. By the time a baby gets 7, they start really looking like whoever they're going to look like.
It could be before Scrappy.
How does that make her look? Man. Oh my gosh.
You know the deal.
Coming out in theaters today, The Equalizer, Box Trolls, and I can't tell what you wrote here.
Oh, that's a Jimmy movie by Andre 3000.
Okay. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire.